What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, another little case going on over here. A former child, youth, and family caregiver, Frank Russell Walmsley, has been sentenced to 22 years imprisonment for the sexual abuse he did to four children in the Thames Street family home, which he ran from 1995 until 2000. And the jury basically deliberated for 16 hours before locking him up. Now, obviously, I have some very, very strong feelings about this issue. But at the same time, I'm having to step back here and look at just how prevalent these prescription psychiatric medications have become in our society. 25% of the population of the United States are on these. It's even higher than that for police. There was a study done down in Florida showing how many police officers are on these medications. Certainly a lot of them being munched on over there in Washington, D.C. And I have to look at this growing incidence of bizarre behavior in our society and ask if, in point of fact, we are medicating ourselves crazy with these drugs. Now, they've already acknowledged SSRIs do not actually help in depression, especially with young people. They're grudgingly acknowledging there is some kind of a problem with people who are on these medications having very, very poor impulse control. They just go with whatever feels good at the moment. One of the stories over at SSRIstories.org that always caught my attention was there was a perfectly normal high school kid was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is a made-up fictitious disease, according to the guy who came up with it. And they put him on this medication, and then all of a sudden he attempts suicide. And they got to this kid in time. And when it was all over, they said, "Why'd you try and kill yourself?" And he said, "I don't know. The idea just popped into my head, and I couldn't help myself." Now, obviously, violence and suicide call attention to themselves, but there are other behaviors that seem to be spinning out of control. A while back, I did a study on the per capita incidence of domestic violence and found that there was a surge in that, correlating with the introduction of these medications into our culture. The more people were on these antidepressants, the more per capita incidence of domestic abuse, more violence in the streets, more bar fights, road rage incidents. They're all going up. All to make money for the pharmaceutical industry. I think we need to take a very good look at this. We know these medications are being sold to treat diseases that don't really exist. The psychiatric industrial complex, if you will, are making money by declaring all kinds of normal human behavior to be a mental illness for which they have a treatment. Whether it works or not, whether it's harmful or not, it's big business. It's big bucks. If you want to avoid eating GMO food, you suffer from the mental illness of orthorexia nervosa. I'm sure they have a pill for that. It's probably a Big Mac, dehydrated and shoved in a capsule. I'm looking at all these incidents of child molestation and bizarre behavior by doctors toward their patients. There seems to be a lot of it today, and I think there's a common cause. I think we're seeing the symptoms of too many of these prescription psychiatric medicines being in our society. Certainly, police violence against innocent Americans has gone up as these cops are on these medications. And I've commented before, the quality of thinking coming out of Washington, D.C. over the last couple of decades has not been very good at all. And I think there's an issue there, and it needs to be looked at. I think it's a public health crisis, these medications. And we better do something about it, or we're just going to wind up being seen as completely psychotic people to the rest of the world. Look at what those Americans are doing now. Okay, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call. Sheldon in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just walked in, heard you talk about politicians and doing business and the customer's always right. Then I went out. I guess you had a break. You've changed topics. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
When I used to do business in the 50s, there was a lot of fear there. And the fear wasn't for us, the customer. The fear was from the proprietor because they would bend over backwards. They didn't want anything going wrong, especially if it was a mom and pop or a personally owned enterprise, you know?
Okay, listen, we need to take a second here to welcome our on-air affiliates back to our network. We're discussing economics, we're discussing business ethics, and how over the decades we've evolved from a culture in which the customer is always right, and companies were held liable for the mistakes and harm their products caused, and today it's completely different.
Well, just an example of that, I'll try to make this quick. I bought a rig, and you're buying other people's used problems, so I spent $3,000 on an engine, two more for an exhaust system and to have it installed. I got 707 miles out of my $5,000 investment. The guy says, oh, must have been a builder. Well, I'll slap you one together and give me $800. Well, all I had to trade him was an identical blazer running that was like the one he put it in. And I did that. I got 200 miles out of that one. And I'm not going to go back a third time and expect different results, but these people just expect you to keep handing out money. And it's not just all Chinese merchandise. There are Caucasians in my state that, oh, well, too bad, so sad. Now what do you want to buy? Anyway, thanks for your time. Thanks for listening.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's planned obsolescence, especially as the economy tightens up. Businesses do not want products to last. They want you to keep on having to come back and buy the same thing over and over and over again. I remember when my wife and I had that Nissan Xterra, and it was one of the ones that was assembled in Tennessee, and that thing was just one problem after the other, after the other, after the other. And apparently, if you want an Xterra that's actually assembled in Japan, you have to special order it. I mean, that's just how completely wacko this is. And I remember when the LED bulbs first started coming out, and the package says, this will last you 15 years. And the brand that I was using, which has since gone out of business, I might add, they were good for maybe 2 to 3 months, the same as a regular light bulb. They don't want things to last. They need you to keep coming back and giving more and more and more of your money. And the old adage used to be, buy quality because then you don't have to replace it again. But you can't even do that anymore. You go down to the store and you say, I want a high quality, durable, reliable. No, it's all the same stuff, all the same price. One of the ones that used to annoy me were these electronic computerized coffee machines where you'd load it up with the coffee and everything when you went to bed, and the next morning your coffee would be ready. And they're wonderfully convenient. But that little basket for the coffee would tear after maybe 3 or 4 months. It's incredibly thin, and the store's never had the replacement. They're out there somewhere, but we can't get them. But you can buy a new, you know, you can buy a new coffee machine here. And there's a wonderful documentary out there called Pyramids of Waste. Also goes by the name of The Light Bulb Conspiracy. And they're talking about how there is literally a chip in your computer printer that counts the number of pages you have printed, and then it sends a signal saying, something broke down in your printer. Take it in for servicing. And you take your printer in, and they say, well, it's going to cost you more to repair it than to just buy a new one. And it just goes on and on and on. Anyway, Sheldon, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Clint in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm calling about the Brexit, and I just want to let you know, everybody keeps on talking about the rigging. I saw it happen. It was probably about 2 hours in, and what happened was it was 51-4 leave and 48, you know, to stay, and then the percentage, and then I refreshed it, and it flipped the numbers. So it's just like people say, they flip the numbers, and then what happened was they're hoping that the leave wouldn't overwhelm it, but, you know, all you saw was the leave go up and the remains go down. The whole night, it just kept on doing that, except for that one incident where they flipped the numbers. So, you know, for everybody that's voting for Trump or you don't want Hillary, you got to get out there and vote if you really don't want Hillary, because they're going to flip the numbers, and if we don't overwhelm it, she's going to win.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we already know this is a crooked election. There are already lawsuits. Virtually every one of the Democratic state primaries so far has had complaints filed against it for voter suppression or other outright fraud. If there's one thing the Brexit did prove is a landslide by the people can overcome election rigging, because it's one thing to shift the outcome of an election a few percentage points. But when you try and reverse a landslide, everybody knows that's what you did.
Well, that's exactly what they do, is they flip the numbers and hope that we don't overwhelm the flip. And that's what they did in Europe, is they overwhelmed, or in Britain, is they overwhelmed the flip, and they couldn't do anything about it. So, you know, when people say their vote doesn't matter, if you don't want Hillary out there, be part of the numbers that overwhelm them so they can't rig it. But thank
Absolutely.
You for everything, and have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Ali in Idaho. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm just calling about those SSRIs you were just discussing. I have a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, that works in the medical insurance industry, and it is absolutely true. I mean, she says the applicants and participants in all these health screenings, They're taking the SSRIs, and at least 25-30% of them are. And the other thing is, her daughter is in the Air Force, and her boyfriend had real bad PTSD, and they had him on like 4 or 5 different SSRIs, and he ended up shooting himself in the head.
Oh man, I am so sorry.
Traumatized the daughter, and so now the daughter has PTSD, and she's been put on it by the Air Force. So the military's just handing it out like candy.
Well, the Pentagon is spending more on medications than they do on Black Hawk helicopters.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just wanted to share that. Thank you very much, Mike. Great show.
Oh, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dan in Canada. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
There's a woman that was talking about all the pigs running around the states, but
yes.
She forgot to mention Washington, D.C.
Well, see, there the pigs are supposed to be there, because supposedly they won the election and it's their turn at the trough.
Exactly. The tumbling stocks, this is proof that the globalism agenda is a bad idea.
The globalism agenda was always a bad idea for ordinary people. The globalism agenda is all about enslaving mankind to a permanent state of debt servitude to a global private central bank. And the problem with any private central bank, global or otherwise, is by design it manufactures more debt than money to pay that debt. Once you are their slaves, it doesn't matter how hard you work, how much you sacrifice, you can never pay that debt off. The only way that you can get out of it is you have to do what Andrew Jackson did. You shut it down.
Exactly. I was going to mention something about, I know you're on this, it's called Google Plus, and I've been using it for a while. I don't use Facebook at all, but you'll see something in the feed, and it'll be like an anti-Trump post, and all of a sudden it gets like deemed hot and recommended by Google Plus. So, you know, suddenly thousands of people will have it in their feed.
Oh, yeah, well, we're seeing that on Google+, Facebook. You know, I mean, all of these media outlets are very firmly on Hillary's side. They're openly censoring anti-Hillary comments or pro-Trump comments. It's just out there. And again, we know from some of the released emails from Hillary Clinton, they're on board voluntarily. They're cooperating with her because she's probably made some promises about guaranteeing their market monopoly or shutting out their competition or tax breaks or whatever. I mean, she's giving away the candy store to everybody who will help her.
Yeah, it looks like Google is just—it's becoming the Orwellian Ministry of Truth all of a sudden. It's horrible.
Well, it has actually been for quite a while. The same thing with YouTube. As you know, I do these music videos for Claire's Music, and we'll put them out there. And some of them have political content, like In Times of War, which is one of the best things she ever wrote. And we'll see the view numbers go up, go up, go up, and all of a sudden they're knocked down, so that it can't go into that upper area where it starts getting recommended. We've caught them, artificially lowering the numbers many times. In fact, we caught them at one time where the video had more likes than views.
Yeah, I don't know. They just, they're just being used for, they're, trying to sway our opinions and propagandize us. I think
that's what they get the money for. That's what all the corporate media gets paid to do, is to control what we're thinking. And they're out to prove that they can do it, because on the day when they can't, all the multi-million-dollar goodies are going to go away.
This Trump assassination attempt sounded kind of phony. Like, this kid apparently had wanted to kill Trump for over a year. Like, Trump wasn't on anybody's radar a year ago. Nobody, he couldn't get arrested for it. He couldn't get a parking ticket. So maybe they're just trying to, prime us for when Trump accidentally walks through a kitchen pantry or, travels through Dallas in an open-top car. There'll be some lone nut.
Yep.
And we'll just think, I guess that was just one of those things.
Yeah.
One quick thing I heard on RT today. Erdogan from Turkey has come out and apologized for shooting down that Russian jet, and wants to get normalized ties with Russia again.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting.
Well, Erdogan is trying to figure out some way to get Russia to stop bombing those convoys of stolen oil coming out of Syria. And I don't think Putin is going to go along with that, because Putin understands this is what's funding these terrorists inside Syria. So I don't think he's going to back off.
Just one quick request. I was talking to a couple of people. They said they kind of agreed. You should do like a third hour on-air guest and have John from Barbados on. Just kind of curious about how he became aware of things, and just a suggestion.
Okay,
I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And, John calls into the show on a pretty regular basis, and I don't know if we need to do an entire hour, but we'll certainly float the idea along. Okay, we're going to go to Nancy in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to relay something that I saw about the Brexit vote. I heard that a lot of people were using their cell phones to take pictures of their ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a great idea for us to do when we're voting this season.
Well, it would be. What we're missing, though, is an audit trail that goes from the voting machine or the ballot box all the way up to the top. It really is a national disgrace. Coming out of the Brexit, they did catch that one video of one of the poll workers erasing ballots and remarking them. And that's why everybody got really upset, because the polling places only had these graphite pencils. They weren't allowing pens. In fact, a woman showed up with pens and was actually taken away by the police. Like I said, they really thought they were going to successfully steal this election. But if the numbers on that poll about whether Parliament should go along with the will of the people are any measure, the actual outcome was 70-30 in favor of leave, and the election fraud wasn't able to overcome that.
Yeah, that was pretty obvious. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with this, because they are pulling out all the stops now to try and, negate this.
Oh, they absolutely. These money junkies are not going to let a little thing like the will of the people get in their way. Thank you for the phone call.
I got one other thing I want to tell you real quick.
All right, stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you after these few words.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Nancy in New Jersey. And Nancy, you had one more comment you wanted to make.
I wanted to let you and your listeners aware of Liberty Health Share. It's an alternative, which is Obamacare compliant. It's not insurance. It's a sharing health sharing plan, and you don't have to be religious or anything, but it is run by a like a Christian ministry, and that's how they get it compliant. The cost of it is so much less than Obamacare or any insurance we ever had, and you're basically like a cash paying patient, so you can negotiate with the doctor. And it's working out really well, so I think people should look into it, because I have a feeling they might grandfather this in.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Last week there was a story where somebody had sat down running the numbers and said that for the vast majority of Americans, just paying for your medical care with cash was only going to be one-fifth as expensive as being in that Obamacare system.
Now, I believe that.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is great for anything catastrophic, like if you got cancer or a serious injury. My family, each person is covered up to $1 million.
Boy, that's a good amount of coverage. I've got a very good friend who unfortunately is on Obamacare, and it's just not covering their medical costs, and they're almost at $1 million right now. It's an absolute shame. All right, Nancy, we're going to let you go here and switch over to Scott in Arizona. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First of all, I was going to confirm I was getting kicked off every time you started talking about Hillary last week. I have to refresh to get you back on. So,
well, don't take it personal. Every time I talk about Hillary, my server comes under attack.
Right. So I just wanted to confirm that. Second of all, yeah. Expanding on what a caller was saying earlier about...
And by the way, one of the attacks, I tracked the IP. It came from the U.S. Department of Defense in Huntsville, Alabama. So they got the government on my case now.
Wow. The second thing I want to say is, Trump, I was going to expand on what the caller was saying earlier. He's in extreme danger. You know, if he gets in and he unleashes the FBI on Hillary and Bill, it's over with for those two. And anybody that supported him, it's over with for him. He will allow them to do their jobs, and that's going to be the end of it.
I would dearly love to see that, but we already know the wet work has begun this campaign season because of what happened to John Ash, that former president of the UN General Assembly. He was supposed to go into court today and talk about his corruption charges, and it involved a known Clinton bagman. It could have dragged Hillary Clinton into that, and golly gee whiz, he dropped a barbell on his own throat and died.
Well, I think dealing with somebody like him and somebody the caliber of Trump, that's two totally separate entities there. I think that Trump would be, if they tried to pull that off, or if they did pull that off, that would be the end of them as well, my thinking is. And the other thing is they are not going to allow Trump on in a debate with Hillary. I think he would absolutely destroy her in a national debate.
I agree. It's going to be very hard for Hillary Clinton to refuse to debate her GOP rival. Now, maybe Hillary is sort of banking on the fact that the GOP leadership is going to find some way to eject Donald Trump and put somebody up there that she can just steamroller over, the way Richard Nixon engineered his campaign against George McGovern.
Right. I think that would be a nightmare scenario for the Clintons. And I was going to tell you, I was watching Fox News on the weekend, because that's what I do, is look at all the other news stations to see what they're saying. And they were attacking her left and right. I mean, does that mean that the GOP is, Rupert Murdoch and the GOP are now behind Trump?
I would like to see the GOP leadership be behind Donald Trump, because he is the chosen nominee by the GOP voters. And, to try and eject him.
It is attacking Hillary. It is now attacking Hillary, and they're leaving Trump alone. I mean, they're giving Hillary the same amount of time, I should say, as they were attacking Trump. But they were on Hillary Clinton for long periods of time attacking her.
We're starting to see that.
I mean, and everything.
Hillary has given them so much fodder to work with. I mean, what's Donald Trump actually done? He's made the illegal immigrants feel bad. That's it. All right, Scott, need to let you go. Talk about this when we come back from this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time, Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, there are some people in the media who are realizing that there are some aspects of Hillary Clinton that need to be talked about. I have seen a concerted push to shift the focus away from that email server and toward the corruption in the Clinton Foundation, because that is a means by which Hillary could be brought down without risking the scandal of her having sold out her country as Secretary of State. But there's another more mundane reason why the corporate media is starting to look at Hillary. There is much more there to talk about. I mean, we've got Hillary's shady cattle futures trading, Whitewater, Flowerwood, Castle Grande, CIA.
You, your husband, your wife, your children.
Hello? Are you getting me? Okay. All right, so let's back up here a little bit. Okay, you have Hillary's shady cattle futures trading, Whitewater, Flowerwood, Castle Grande, CIO cocaine smuggling as part of Iran-Contra, the train deaths, the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, the way that Hillary went after and smeared all of Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims. Remember just a couple of weeks ago, she's up there, women have a right to be heard and be believed, except for that white trailer trash, those sluts who accused my husband. She lost her law firm, billing records from Watergate when they were trying to look back at that. Fired the White House travel office to give contract to the Hollywood Friends, gave sensitive technology to China in exchange for campaign donations. That's that 1996 Chinagate scandal. The murder of Vince Foster, the murder of Ron Brown. And there's a whole dead bodies list out there. Hillary Care, using the IRS to attack enemies, looted the White House when leaving, obtained FBI files on enemies, lied about sniper fire in Bosnia, refused request for more security at Benghazi consulate, used her private email server to avoid Freedom of Information Act requests and accountability, and in the process exposed top secrets to foreign interests, possibly in exchange for more donations to the Clinton Foundation. Now then, turning to Donald Trump, what has he done? He hurt the feelings of the illegal immigrants. And we do need to go on out and talk with our fellow Americans about what's going on here, because the other day, Claire and I were at our local big box store, and we started talking with this lady, and I was wearing my Hillary for Prison t-shirt, and she said, oh, no, you couldn't possibly vote for Trump. I'm going, why not? He's bad. Oh, really? Do you know Donald Trump? Well, no, I've never met him, but I know he's bad. Okay, what's bad about him? Well, I'm not really sure, but, you know, I know he's bad. Who told you he's bad? Well, I saw it on TV. Would that be the same TV that told you Saddam had nuclear weapons? And then I went back and I said, if you want to know if Hillary is really pro-woman, look at the way she treated all of Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims. We need to talk to these people. Hillary's followers are all victims of a personality cult. Let's be less kind. They're sheep is what they are. They're going to vote for Hillary because we have to have a woman president. Doesn't matter if she's qualified. We're going to wreck the country. And these are the same people who told us we should vote for Obama because he was a black man. And look what we got from that. Obamacare, more wars, more spying, the economy crashing, massive joblessness, but we elected a black president. That makes it all worthwhile. So I'm sure somewhere down the road, when we are all underneath those radioactive mushroom clouds, they're going to say, well, at least we had a woman president, and that makes it all okay. Let's grab a phone call. Scott in Norfolk, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'm still focused on Brexit.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, I remember I visited France years ago, and I remember some friends of mine told me that when they converted to the euro, that everybody, big business, small business, local shopkeepers, took advantage of it and raised the prices when they went from the French franc to the euro. And that happened all across Europe.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely taking advantage of that.
And it about killed senior citizens. I mean, destroyed them. So now I'm wondering, with Great Britain exiting the euro, a lot of these big businesses are going to say, well, it's expensive. We've got to convert from EU rules to our own rules, and we're anticipating recession. So they're going to use every excuse to not give raises to people, to maybe lay off people, and they're going to cause a recession.
The money junkies are always going to do that. The money junkies are always going to take advantage of every situation to loot the people. And I'll give you a very good example. Remember when this oil price war started and oil prices were plunging per barrel? You didn't see it at the gas pump for month after month after month. It didn't really start seeing prices go down at the gas pump until people just stopped driving. Then they went down.
What gets me, Michael, and I follow the news over in England every night, and there's this meme of, well, the markets don't like uncertainty. Well, capitalism is based on uncertainty. You've got technology destroying old technology. You've got new businesses springing up, destroying old businesses. It's all about uncertainty. Communism is what's certain. Capitalism is based on uncertainty.
So is fascism. And that's what these people are aimed at, a global fascist economic dictatorship where the government controls everything to their benefit, and away from you. That's what they're after.
And what I would point to is Greece. I would say, listen, we know what's going to happen if we stick in this EU. More bailouts to come. Portugal's on the verge of bankruptcy. Spain is doing horribly. I mean, this was the best time for England to get out, or for Great Britain to get out of the EU.
And one of the reasons that Merkel is screaming about it is because now she understands the German economy is the only thing left propping up the EU. And she knows Germany can't do that all by itself.
And thank goodness for that Cologne incident being reported, because that's what sparked a lot of it. Remember those attacks in Cologne?
I remember.
When it brought to forefront what happens when you throw a whole bunch of immigrants into a society that's not ready for them. And you know what? The longer... I know the EU, the European Commission, wants this Brexit as fast as possible, because the longer it draws on, the longer there's uncertainty about the currency, the future of EU, and that might be what destroys it. If this takes another year, year and a half, it could destroy the whole EU. The markets will eat the EU up.
Well, I think it's not going to last that long, because we've already got 8 other member nations getting ready for referendums. I think the whole situation is about to implode, and there really isn't a thing they can do about it, and it's going to be an absolutely devastating setback to the New World Order people. And hopefully they'll back off this war agenda. Again, I see the U.S. government going the same way that the Soviet Union did, and we're going to have to restart our country. Going back to those original constitutional principles and all the amendments up to number 13, and say, okay, we're going to move forward from here, and let's learn some hard lessons from this disaster we just went through. No more private central banks ever, 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 ever. First person who shows up and says, hey, wouldn't a private central bank be a good idea? We give them a good, thick industrial coat of tar and feathers, and we run them out of town on a rail.
And we reduce that military-industrial complex that's gotten out of hand. The intelligence agencies that are creating a lot of havoc to justify their existence, and also to help the military-industrial complex make money.
Yeah, that's something most people don't understand. These so-called agencies and military cause problems because that is how they get more money.
It really comes down to that, just plain out greed.
Yes.
And people are that ruthless. It doesn't matter whether they're American, German, Russian. People are really that ruthless.
The money junkies are. Okay? It's a subcategory. There are people out there who really want to try and do a good job at what they're doing, but they're being outnumbered by all these new money addicts who think anything that they do that gets them more money is going to be okay. It's like that doctor they put away for 45 years. He was telling perfectly healthy people they had cancer so he could make money off of them, and he's caused permanent harm to these people by giving them chemotherapy and radiation.
And we've got to open our eyes to see that there are people out there, and they're in positions of power a lot of times.
They are. What we need is to go back to a country where power is not allowed to collect and be exploited by the greedy. I mean, when the United States was founded, the power was in the states, in the local communities, and in the pockets of the people, and that central government was there as an arbitrator only. And that was the way it was supposed to be. And over time, the federal government has grabbed more and more power to it, just like the EU is getting ready to do by forming the European super state, is what they're calling that plan. And they're rushing to get that put into place because they can't take the risk of any more countries leaving.
And no family dynasties, political dynasties, whether it be Clinton or Bush, no more of those. That's something I thought we left behind 200 years ago.
Well, I thought we left it behind with the Kennedys. So, but, it is a major, major problem. And again, it comes down to the fact that allowing too much wealth to collect in too few hands, you start seeing all kinds of issues. There really should be, if we're going to have an income tax at all, it should hit the people with money to keep the society balanced. And instead, we've gone the other way, where the ultra-rich pay hardly any taxes at all, and the burden is dropped on ordinary people to keep us weak and helpless.
That's how they do it. And they've been doing it for centuries.
They've been doing it for 300 years. They've been playing this scam. All right, well, listen, Scott, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on the top of the hour. And here's a bizarre story. This is over in Dallas, Texas. And it has to do with a motivational speaker, Tony Robbins. And apparently, as showing what confidence can do, he literally set up a firewalk pit in front of the hotel and encouraged attendees at his motivational speech to firewalk, the way you'll see down in Fiji. And 30 people got burned feet, 5 had to go to the hospital. Now, I've been to Fiji. I've seen how the firewalking is done. There is a trick to it so that the heat does not actually get to your feet. And apparently this guy was unaware, but he was out there with his 4-day seminar, Unleash the Power Within, and when we're done, you will walk across the fire. And they're out there saying, yes, ouch, ooh, ee, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Now then, getting on back to human-caused global warming, which is a myth. And again, we had snow here in Hawaii just a week ago. That does not happen. And there is heavy snow already all over the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, where it is the middle of their winter, they're getting snow. They're getting record snow down there. It's serious, serious stuff. Now, the other day we were talking about how the sun had no sunspots at all. And it's happened again just a couple of weeks later. Why is that important? Well, the more sunspots you have, the higher the solar activity, the more energy is being put on out. And we seem to be going into a new Maunder minimum. Now, Maunder was an astronomer who noticed all the way back at the start of the Little Ice Age that the sun seemed to be devoid of sunspots. And it was called the Maunder minimum, and it coincided with the Little Ice Age. And we are seeing all these scientists who are not on Al Gore's payroll saying that solar output is at a 100-year low. They're looking at the existing and theoretical solar cycles and say they're all going to line up in the next couple of decades. And for all this caterwauling about human-caused global warming and carbon dioxide is bad, we're probably looking at a new Little Ice Age, and it's not going to be very, very pleasant at all. It did cause a great deal of hardship. Now, the Curiosity rover is taking a little side trip to an area on Mars where orbital satellites overhead are showing these flows that come and go with the season. And they're saying that it may, in fact, be possible that liquid water does exist on the surface of Mars. It will be very, very briny so that it doesn't boil off in the lower pressure atmosphere. And they're out there, Curiosity is going to confirm the presence of liquid water on the surface of Mars. Well, I hate to spoil anybody's surprise, but liquid water was photographed on the surface of Mars by the rover Opportunity all the way back in 2004. And what we're seeing here is typical, never a straight answer behavior, because they're going out to basically prove something we already know is there, for which they will then take credit. Which gets me on back to an article I wrote before about a guy named Dr. Gilbert Levin. Now, Dr. Levin invented one of the instruments on the Viking landers back in 1976. It was called the Label Release Experiment, and it wasn't blue sky technology. He took an established system for testing civic water supplies for bacterial infection, and he adapted it to the Viking mission, where they would take a soil sample, dump it in a nutrient solution that was tagged with radioactive carbon, and any microbes in that soil would burp, and a detector would pick up that carbon, that radioactive carbon signature. That experiment returned a positive result. And the data has been looked at by scientists in other countries and saying, yes, there is no question, this was a positive result. Now, Viking also carried another instrument called the gas chromatograph mass spectrometer that was supposed to detect organic molecules, and it came up negative. And NASA, playing it safe and political, ignored the positive, went with the negative, and said Mars has no life. But there's a problem. It's now known that the Martian soil has a high content of perchlorate, and the original Viking GCMS would never have worked because it was destroying the organic molecules before it could detect it. Even the Curiosity rover is designed to get around that perchlorate issue. NASA's already basically admitted the GCMS data is junk, and it's time to go back and look at that positive LRE data and say, yeah, we actually detected indigenous Martian life all the way back in 1976. And to give credit where credit is due to Dr. Gilbert Levin. Now, China is about to go to Mars. They're estimating getting there at 2020. I'd love to see that. And China is getting ready to launch a second space station this year. They've got one up now. They're going to put up a second. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today. And a quick reminder that if you want to catch a podcast on your phone, the number is 605-562-5111. Now, for this last segment, I want to go back to something I was mentioning before about how Claire and I had run into this, let's be honest, totally brainless twit who thinks watching TV tells her all she needs to know, when in fact TV teaches what you're supposed to believe. And she had responded very negatively to my Hillary for prison t-shirt by saying, oh, well, Trump is bad. Trump is bad. Oh, have you met him? No, I haven't met him. I know he's bad. Okay, what's he bad about? What's he done wrong? What crimes has he committed? I don't know, but I know he's bad because that's what I hear on the TV. And it reveals an area where Rivero's Rangers needs to get involved, because it's not enough to just sit and listen to the radio show and read the website. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate you tuning into the show every day. And I appreciate you reading the website. And I appreciate people who financially support us in these very stressful times. Unfortunately, though, I'm going to have to ask you for something more. You need to basically do your homework and have a very simple, straightforward argument as you go out and talk to people, because you're going to meet a lot of these personality cult sheep who are convinced that Hillary is wonderful, Donald Trump is evil, because somebody else told them so. And you just go on down that list of all the things the Clintons are accused of and put them on the spot. What has Donald Trump actually done? Because prior to his running against Hillary, he's never been accused of racism. He's never been accused of being anti-woman. And just remind everybody, Donald Trump comes out of the world of business, where you keep your word or you do not stay in business. Hillary Clinton is a career politician. And career politicians lie about everything from sunup to sundown. She's been caught lying repeatedly over that email server. Politicians never tell the truth about anything. They're worried you might learn how to tell the difference, and that would be the end of their career. And you need to be ready to have a calm, rational discussion about what Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have done over the years, and to simply say the fact that corporate media is telling you Donald Trump is bad doesn't make it so. Corporate media told you Saddam had nuclear weapons. Corporate media told you snow is a thing of the past. Just ask those people in West Virginia where they think all that water is coming from that's in their living room. We're going to have to go on out and evangelize, if you will, for Donald Trump to counter the smears and propaganda being dumped on him by corporate media that we know from Hillary's emails are part of her campaign. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices, share what you know with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.